Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Today is World Down Syndrome Day. We chat with Courtney Castle from the Canadian Down Syndrome Society about the significance of the day. We also chat with Hillary Banks from Dr. Clark School about becoming a Jays Care affiliate school. Lastly, Ray Rupertus joins us to talk about the Kokanee Comedy Night tonight, along with some other entertainment coming up at Rivers Casino and Entertainment Center. Joining me on the phone here today is Courtney Castle. She's from the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. Courtney, how are you doing here today?
Oh, excellent. Having a great World Down Syndrome Day so far. Thank you very much for having me.
Perfect. That's good to hear. Maybe just tell us about the work that the Canadian Down Syndrome Society does.
Yeah, for sure. So Canadian Down Syndrome Society, or CDSS as we're sometimes known as, we are the national organization here in Canada that represents the Down Syndrome community. So really, we're here to support both individuals with Down Syndrome and their caregivers and families through every stage of life, whether it's, you know, you've just found out that you're expecting a baby with Down Syndrome, to, you know, you're an adult aging with Down Syndrome and you have very different needs. So, it's quite a wide variety of things that we do for our community. But World Down Syndrome Day and raising awareness is certainly one of the main things that we work on.
So how does the Canadian Down Syndrome Society support people with Down Syndrome and their families?
Yeah, so in several ways, like through different awareness campaigns we are doing currently, assume that I can, for World Down Syndrome Day, sharing lived experiences and really educating the public about what life with Down Syndrome is truly like, very important for us in our effort to dismantle some stereotypes that act as barriers for people with Down Syndrome. And beyond the awareness element, we also have several programs and things like that we offer across Canada. And these programs are really about creating opportunities for individuals with Down Syndrome so that they can overcome some of these stereotypes. So, for example, our employment-focused program, Employable, helps to connect job seekers with Down Syndrome to employers in Canada, because unfortunately, about 50% of people with Down Syndrome in Canada can't find employment. So that's one program that we offer, along with several others that address different pillars, things like health and wellness and inclusive education and such.
I was about to ask, is there still a stigma attached to Down Syndrome?
I think it's interesting because there's been a lot of conversation about like the evolving narrative of individuals with Down Syndrome. And the community seems to kind of agree that there is, you know, a way... There's kind of a new age of people embracing, and society embracing, the abilities. And really, I think through certain avenues like social media and such, just giving people a window into what life with Down Syndrome actually looks like. And I think that's very, very interesting. And I think that it's been a positive shift. And a lot of really good commentary from people. Even an example I was speaking about a father with this morning is, you know, at school, like 30 years ago, it was so segregated and it was so not inclusive. And now there's people at the school just embracing World Down Syndrome Day, being engaged with it.
What are some of the common misconceptions about Down Syndrome that you'd like to address here today?
So some of the assumptions and the stereotypes that we encounter very commonly, one is about employment. You know, and the belief that individuals with Down Syndrome cannot hold a paid job. And that's, you know, like anybody, people all have different abilities and we have different skills that make us suited for different jobs. But it's about giving the individual the choice to make that decision for themselves. And if they want to pursue a dream, and give them the option to do that and pursue that.
Would you be able to talk about the supports available in Alberta specifically for those with Down Syndrome and their families?
Well, we are, as CDSS, we offer our programs across Canada. So we do have any of our employable or mindsets, which is specifically focused on health and wellness. These programs are all available free of charge to individuals in Alberta. And we do have actively connecting with the local organizations in Alberta and also the community members there, just to really listen to what their needs are and how can we create programs and initiatives that go beyond awareness and actually help impact the day-to-day life of these individuals.
Of course, World Down Syndrome Day, also an opportunity to celebrate the unique abilities and talents of individuals with Down Syndrome, as you mentioned. Could you share maybe some of those inspiring stories of individuals who have made those significant contributions to their communities?
Yeah, definitely. A young woman, Monica Myers, who we were just speaking with this morning, has a really excellent story of she has become an international runway model and has worked and walked different runways in Paris Fashion Week, in New York Fashion Week, and in Toronto. And really, her story is interesting to us because it's almost the example of, you know, her parents took her, exposed her to different things. She found that she loved modeling, went to a modeling show and just fell in love with it. And they asked her, is that something you'd love to do? And she said, absolutely. And so they, you know, they leaned into it like any parent would and helped support their child. And now here she is at turning 16 years old and has some accolades under her belt that people would be envious of. So kind of a really good example of when you don't put someone in a box and you leave the possibilities open to them, you know, they'll surprise you with what they can accomplish.
So how can individuals, businesses, and communities get involved with the Canadian Down Syndrome Society and support its efforts on World Down Syndrome Day and beyond?
Thank you for asking. It's very important to us that we have that support from the community, because if we're going to actually create change for our community, it has to be a group effort, you know, from society's perspective. Like, obviously, we're pushing the narrative and we want lived experiences to be at the forefront. But, you know, we need teachers in schools. We need classmates. We need other individuals, healthcare professionals. It really takes a whole society to create true inclusion. And we would love for people to support this important work and these initiatives. You can visit cdss.ca and make a donation, which allows us to offer these programs across Canada. And of course, we appreciate everyone sharing this message on World Down Syndrome Day to end the stereotypes.
Courtney Castle from the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Just that we are really blown away by the reaction to the campaign and this global call to end stereotypes. I think we just really want to keep this conversation going so that we can create real change for our community.
Awesome, Courtney. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Hillary Banks. She's the Learning Assistant Coordinator with Dr. Clark School. Hillary, how are you doing here today?
Hi, good, thanks.
That's good to hear. My first question for you, Hillary, what made you want to apply for the Jay's Care Foundation funding that Dr. Clark School and Christina Gordon School both be receiving?
Well, I found out about the Jay's affiliate school through our partnership with EverActive and joining the Healthy School Initiative. This partnership has been amazing. It's helped us to remove barriers for our students here at Dr. Clark. At Clark, we have many specialized programs such as III, which is Individualized Intensive Intervention for our littles, and we also have a Skills in VIP class. So we're a school that kind of prides ourselves on inclusive programming and looking for authentic ways to build capacity in our kiddos. And becoming a Jays affiliate school and launching Challenger Baseball was kind of a natural fit for us.
So walk us through that application process and what it was like.
All right, so the application process was quite easy. I already had contacts through EverActive, and it was sent along to me, and it was just an online application. They're looking for an educator to be registered and do a quick virtual training. We are going to do 8 softball sessions with the students. And so it's about 1 to 2 hour commitment per week. And it was quite simple. We heard back a few weeks later and we're really excited.
So you mentioned, you know, some of the requirements for applying. Were there any others that were of note?
Just advocating for the needs of our school, so really painting that picture of why we would be a good candidate for being a Jays affiliate school, and that was about it.
What was it like when you found out Dr. Clark's school will be, you know, becoming this affiliation, or getting this affiliation with Jays Care Foundation?
Oh, we were so excited. Lots of celebration in the office when we found out. We're really, really excited to be launching this program. Once the ice and snow disappears from our playground and it dries up, we're going to be out there, hopefully daily, doing our daily physical activity and just building capacity in our kids. So becoming a Jays Care Affiliate School allows us to access this, well, it's award-winning programming that's catered towards children facing barriers. For other people interested, you can do, there's a couple different types of Jays affiliate schools. So there's Girls at Bat, Youth with Physical Cognitive Disabilities, which is Challenger Baseball. They focus on Indigenous youth and youth facing poverty. So far there's two schools in FMPSD that are signed up. So Christina Gordon is doing Girls at Bat, and at Dr. Clark, we're signed up for Challenger Baseball, which is an adaptive softball program designed to empower children living with cognitive or physical disabilities.
Is there any funding attached to this program as well?
No, there's no funding really necessary. We're running it during school hours. We're hoping to have a game after school hours and do a little fundraiser for programming, selling hot dogs and popcorn to parents who want to attend. We got everything we needed sent to us. So there's bats, t-ball stands, a whole class set of gloves, hats and t-shirts. There's a facilitator's guide, tons of softballs, wiffle balls, pretty much anything we could need or want for running this adaptive programming. All free of charge.
And as you mentioned, it is a you know, adaptive programming. How important is that for particular at Dr. Clark Public School, you know, to make sure that everyone is included in this program?
Oh my gosh, well, some of these kids might not have access to being a part of a team. So the fact it is adaptive, and the way we have it structured is some of our older students are going to take on leadership roles to kind of model for these younger kiddos and encourage them. And it's just kind of what Dr. Clark is about, is just finding unique ways to making sure that everyone is included and everyone has the ability to experience things that their neurotypical peers experience. And it's really, honestly, really exciting for parents to be invited into this event and to be able to see their kids play organized sports, play on a team, and be celebrated.
Hillary Banks, the Learning Assistant Coordinator for Dr. Clark Public School. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, not really. Just that the Jays, being a Jays affiliate school, means we can remove barriers and provide access to organized sports for our neurodiverse population of students, and it's awesome. I encourage other schools to look into it. If you type in jayscare.com/schools, that's the main page. Also, our partnership with EverActive has been a game changer for us, and that's everactive.org. It's a national charity addressing health and educational goals to improve the social outcomes in children of Alberta. And both these organizations have just been great to work with.
Awesome, Hillary. Thank you so much again for the time here today.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
We have more on the way for you coming up next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Ray Rupertus, the General Manager of Rivers Casino and Entertainment Center. Ray, how's it going here today?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Doing well. Kokanee Comedy Night tonight. Who's performing and what can you tell us about them?
Well, Chris Quigley is performing tonight. He is brand new up here in Fort McMurray, and he is a funny guy.
It's good to hear. You know, obviously, Chris has a bit of success behind him. He performed a one-hour special on CTV. He's also been working for Yuck Yuck's Funny Business Circuit for quite some time. Has he performed in Fort McMurray before?
He has not. He is new to us.
So I guess, you know, from a outside perspective, what could we expect tonight for attending the show?
You can expect some really good laughs. You're going to leave here with a stomachache.
But a good stomachache.
Yes, yes, and a full stomachache, because we always have good food, too.
That's good to hear. Is this the last Kokanee Comedy Night for a while here, Ray?
No, we're still going to be doing it every third Thursday. We have May and June. We have a special comedian coming in June, but I can't tell you about that yet.
We'll wait as long as we can to hear about that one. We're excited for that one. How can people get their tickets for tonight's show?
They can pop into guest services at the casino and pick them up. They can get them at the door if they want to take the chance. They can call in and reserve their tickets or pay for them over the phone.
Anything else coming up at the casino this weekend, Ray?
This weekend is brand new to us, Braden King. He comes out of Grand Prairie. Fantastic young guy, country music performer. I can't wait for him to take the stage here.
What made you want to bring Braden into Rivers Casino?
Well, I'm trying to bring new entertainment here. He's young. He came highly recommended, and he has not played here before. So it would be something new for our lovely guests in Fort McMurray.
And, of course, next weekend, Colleen Ray coming to Rivers Casino and Entertainment Center. Many people may remember her from her performance in the Patsy Cline play. That was at the Cano Theater a while back. But what can people expect from her shows coming up next weekend?
Well, she's just fresh again to hear some country music. She plays all kinds of things. New voice, bring her female octaves into the casino. So that'll be exciting.
Anything else coming up for April, Ray?
April? Well, we have Brent Boyven from Hey Driver. He's new to Fort McMurray. He's played in Grand Prairie. He is also from Grand Prairie. And he takes the stage. He plays country, all kinds of things. So we're excited about having him to our stage. Yeah, we have a lot. You got to follow us and find out, because I'm bringing in a lot of new acts that have not played here before.
I know we've talked about this before, Ray, and you've kind of mentioned it here, but what's kind of the thought process in bringing in the new and upcoming acts to the casino at your venue?
Well, it brings something fresh. Then we're not seeing the same things all the time. I'm bringing in new music. Our customers have requested that they don't always want country, and they don't always want to see the same people. So I take requests, like we get a lot of requests from our guests. They'll send me some bands they've seen elsewhere, and I look into it, and I entertain, can I bring them in? Are they feasible for our building? So it's just fun having new people that we've never had here before. It's exciting.
What are some of the challenges you face, Ray, in bringing in these new shows? Because I imagine, with Fort McMurray being the remote location it is, that it might be a unique stop for some of these folks.
It really is. I think the biggest challenge, because most people will come here, unless they're from Nashville, then it's a harder ticket. My biggest challenge is auditioning them, because I have to hear them before I can agree to bringing them here. Lots of them have not been here, so they're not familiar with Fort McMurray at all, so I get to describe what a fabulous city it is and why they need to be here.
That's great to hear. Ray Rupertus, the general manager of Rivers Casino. Where can people go to learn more about Rivers Casino and Entertainment Center?
Well, you can go to our website, which is riverscasino.ca, or you can follow us on Facebook. Or you can sign up and get our VIP newsletter, so you will know before anybody else does who's coming the following month.
Anything else you'd like to add here today, Ray?
Oh, I would just like to add that we are more than just a casino. we are an entertainment venue with a fantastic menu and some outstanding entertainment waiting for people to come and join us.
Awesome stuff, Ray. Thanks for the time here today, and look forward to seeing you at Rivers Casino and Entertainment Center a little later on.
Excellent. Thank you.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining us today on the show. Coming up tomorrow, we tee up the Canadian U21 Curling Championships coming to Fort McMurray starting on Sunday. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.